Doug Christie. He's a 15-year NBA veteran. Jason Ross. He's not. It's Doug Christie and Jason Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Yes, whole team. Yes, yeah.
Back here on Sports 1140 KHTK, rolling right along. Capital Casino, back with indoor gaming and dining located inside at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento.
Don't be throwing stuff at me, man. You know,
I didn't see anything.
Can you guess what?
What happened?
We're on video.
They didn't see it.
You see Jay look down like, you know what, D? You're right. Maybe you were just looking away. Okay,
yeah,
I'll give you that
one. You see, I didn't even respond to it. I just
listen.
I hit my target.
Have you seen some of these videos?
Yes. Oh! The faint.
Oh! Oh!
Patrick Beverly.
Oh!
Chris Paul.
Chris! Help
see,
me!
Doug's right.
Oh, 9-1-1!
He is a soccer player at heart.
Whoa. I actually started with soccer. Don't do that.
I know.
I didn't do that, though.
Are you sure? Looks like you're pretty well averse.
Have you ever
acting.
Got spiked on your pinky toe?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll make you act up.
Yeah.
I watched.
You've been spiked on your pinky toe?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I was watching Harlem Nights last night.
As you should.
I'm going to shoot that gnarly.
Hello, nub. Nub of a
Well, let's before we get into the British Open that does start tomorrow, let's kind of wrap up. I know, Jay, you were kind of on a point here. We were kind of cooking here before the break.
Real quick, as someone that had the baseball hands, the media hands in their pockets, was an example was Yasiel Puig. Mm. When Puig was with the Dodgers, everybody was enamored with Puig.
He was interesting.
Just like Shohei.
Yes, he was.
Right? But he was pop culture. Mm-hmm. He was kicking it with Matt Kemp, hair. He had the jewels.
Yep.
You know, he was looking Porsches and Lambos. It was that part of it. And I'm not saying it has to be that. I'm just saying when you look at the sports top names, they really coincide with pop culture in some form or fashion. Mm. I mean, there are medians who are based on who you're married to. Aaron Rodgers isn't, we're not going to say he's the biggest pop culture, but when you really take a step back, he is, though. He's Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in two or three now, or second or third, big-time relationships mm-hmm. with people that we know.
Yeah.
He does the Pro-Am Golf Celebrity Tournament. Like, he's seen.
He's around.
He's around. Yeah. He's pop culture. I'll dive into a movie here, too.
Tom Brady.
You know, Tom Brady, those type of things. I ask you. There's guys that baseball, there's a flair, and the media doesn't. Tim Anderson, have you ever stopped? I love Tim. And the reason I do is because he's with the flair. He's pop culture. Brandon Phillips was that guy. He wasn't getting run like that. All-star, multiple gold glove winner, all these different things. He was a star, superstar. Why aren't we covering people like that in baseball, as you're saying, well, Mike Trout, the same way we cover, you know, whoever in basketball. Yeah.
You know,
Patrick Beverly.
Andrew McCutchen was doing that for a while with those with the videos. They were brilliant.
Funny.
I was like,
creative.
Oh, my God, that's
Absolutely.
Good. But that has also helped social media, a lot of
Absolutely.
Different things. Some of these guys, I wouldn't go, I don't follow all of them, but they may not speak English. Like, does Shohei Ohtani, does he even have social media? Because if he does, I can imagine him like having like,
I hope,
like
millions of followers.
50 million or something.
Baseball should make them.
Exactly. I agree.
Shohei Ohtani, you should have social media.
Yes.
It's part of your deal.
Yeah.
We need to follow you. Tatis, we need to follow you. Vlad, we need to. Bichette, Altuve, you have to do it.
Yeah. And listen, do you.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying.
I want you to
don't
be your
speak,
personality.
Like, if you want to speak English and it's broken and you're doing something because you think it's funny, do that.
That's right.
But. Because also, think about this. Your whole country is going to follow
right.
you.
Yeah, I'm not for that.
What?
If someone doesn't want to be on social media, they shouldn't be on social media.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying force them to be on. I'm talking about the ability.
You cover them.
Yes. Because think about this, Chris. If you want to make your sport into something bigger, there are things that you have to do to try to make it. We all have to be on the same page. It might be uncomfortable for some people, but. That's kind of where we need to go to blow it up if that's what they want to do. If they don't and they're comfortable, and you want to watch it slowly die like a, you know, boa constrictor
on
your arm.
I believe on the league. That's not on the players. If someone doesn't want to be in the spotlight outside of the game.
I give you this. I give you this. Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
I'm just here.
So I don't get fined.
So I don't get fined.
But that, he became a pop culture guy.
Exactly.
Without saying really anything.
Yes. So do that's what I mean, Chris. Do whatever you're comfortable with. Do you. That's fine. You might only talk to your countrymen and women. I'm okay with that. Whatever it is. I enjoy seeing their personalities because you find that it's like, oh, my God, I like that one. I like her. I can't even think. She just retired. Had the dreads, played for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Simone Augustus. I
follow her on social media because just something I saw, I was like, I gets down with her. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I followed her. Plus, I like the way that she played. But I would have never probably saw that had it not been for social media.
Well, I think the argument, I think what Chris is trying to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you force a person to have personal account.
Yeah.
But I do, I mean, it's in every pro ball player's contract that you have to do media things.
Yes.
So the fact of the matter is we're going to hire someone as a Los Angeles Angels, as Major League Baseball, and we're going to have them follow you.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is that's part of your deal.
Yeah,
and if you can't get down with this, then you can't play.
Yeah,
don't
and
be
Chris,
here.
It might not
that's
be.
Still, I am not for that.
Well, that's but then you wouldn't be a pro ball player.
These guys are paid to play baseball.
Yeah, but listen, but part of baseball and being paid to play baseball was the fact that it was monetized and they were to put it out there and all the things that come along with that. Maybe on their site, maybe they never touch their site. Maybe it's never anything personal, but that's where you go to find all their highlights.
This is getting into like a professional wrestling type of territory where you need a character outside of what you're doing.
I'm not saying that.
No, they need to be themselves.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
But yourself might not be what we hear about Shohei Ohtani is what I'm going to wake up, play baseball, go to sleep. Next morning, do the whole thing over again.
Okay, same thing as Kobe Bryant.
So that's I don't see why if he's not comfortable.
Listen, hold on for a second, real quick.
Because Kobe didn't have social network, and we knew everything about this.
Exactly.
Man.
So what? So does Shohei get up, and you can't tell me that cameras aren't following him
if he doesn't want them to?
Well, I'm sure he didn't want them in his face at the All-Star game. Did you see?
But that's when he's on
face?
The field.
My point is, I'm almost positive that when he's working out, somebody's filming something.
Of course.
Have you seen it?
That's my point.
Yeah, my point is maybe he doesn't want to show that part of him.
I agree.
And that's
fine.
Agree.
I totally agree.
And
with
I'm going to go with Ichiro. I get paid to play baseball.
I agree. Well, yeah, part of playing baseball is I'll just use this. Let's take the personal part out of it. So you telling me you don't want to film your home run?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's
what
I'm saying.
On the field.
Okay. Well, we're at practice with the camera. We okay with that?
You're on the field.
Okay. He's walking in. You okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all of that is what I'm talking about.
That's when you're
whatever
at work.
He's okay with. I'm okay with that.
It needs to be out.
It needs to be out is what I'm saying.
But I might even add more to that.
Yeah.
And that's the pop culture part of it is, you have to do appearances for your job. That's going to be filmed. And if you don't want to put it on your personal, we'll build you one. Shohei Angels brought to you by such and such.
Or, Chris, you could go get a job.
Here's a problem.
That's always an option because the NBA, towards the end, they were mandatory appearances.
Of course.
And I didn't have that problem. But guess what? The guys that Chris is talking about, they did have that problem. But if we want to further our game and you want this this pot to get bigger and everyone to keep making this money, people are going to need a little bit more of you. That's part of what you're signing up for. And if you're not down with that, then give me a league someplace else. Chris, you got a league for me for basketball? Give me something.
Anywhere?
Okay, anywhere. That's where you could go. Because
even
this is part
ask you to do that.
This is
it's
exactly
21, man.
It's a different time, Chris. In the NBA, it was mandatory appearances.
I believe it's all sports.
You had a couple to do. I didn't have a problem with that. Some guys did, but guess what? They did them.
But was it 24/7?
No, it's not. No,
yeah.
It's not 24/7. But guess what? It's that 120 minutes We getting that.
I'm saying Shohei Ohtani is a pop culture icon right now just for playing baseball.
Yes.
And that's all he wants to do.
What's wrong with that?
So if, when we're talking about, like, no, you have to do more, well, what more do you want him to do that he's comfortable? Just do something that you're comfortable with.
He needs to – listen, he, Shohei, does not need to do more. Baseball, the Angels need to do more. Yeah. Not him. Just be you.
Yeah,
when you wake up and put on blue shoes, we're going to tape it. If you don't want us to do it, that's fine. We'll wait till you put your blue shoes on at the stadium.
Yeah. Wherever the line is drawn by him,
that's fine.
Yes.
That's okay. But there is, he signed a contract, and there's a point that
you have to put your blue shoes on at the ESPYs, and we're going to get it.
Absolutely. Also, people who, I'm not this way, but some don't want to give autographs and different things. For me, it's part of the damn job, bro. Otherwise, go get a different job, because these people are how you getting your money. And Kings fans, they run up on me. I'm a different. Listen, it's part of what it is. Do you want to take a picture? Not always, but yeah, sign it, whatever. I think that's love.
You heard that, Kings fans. If you run into Doug, you're getting a picture.
Hey, well, they already know that, though.
Well, I've been charges. Turned down. Yeah.
No, I do not.
Have you gotten a picture with Doug?
I don't have one.
I don't either.
Yeah. You guys, man, come on, man.
Do you have an autograph by Doug?
I don't.
No, I do. But, yeah, man, you cold blood. We can't get a picture? No, that don't count. Because it ain't our.
I got you, Louis. I got you. Wait till you see.
You got me hiding?
Wait till you see this picture.
On that note, we break. We come back. We got Either Or coming your way next here on KHDK. Game 4 of the NBA Finals coming up later tonight. Let's get you a little Either Or. As we roll along here, again, it's five on it, coming up at the top of the next hour. So either or, one, we decide between two things. Either or, one of these two topics. So, Doug, our first one is golf-related, and this is going to be kind of going forward, the feud that is out there. It's good for golf, I think. DeChambeau versus Koepka. The question on either or is, Koepka or DeChambeau, who are you taking? Just going forward.
You know what? I'm going Koepka. The thing that I just saw recently, he's like, I'm down with it. Like, I'm okay with all that's going on. And, you know, I'm a Bryson guy because I like the way that he thinks. Just the whole outside the box. But give me Koepka on this one.
I'm Koepka, too. And part of the reason, I think if you just strip it down, I commend DeChambeau for breaking down to the game of golf to about as exact science as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed his body to try to change the way he plays, to hit the ball farther. I think if you just strip all that down, who's the better golfer? I think it's Koepka.
I would agree, too.
What would Koepka be like if he – not if he bulked up, because Koepka's put together.
He is.
But if he took the same approach – it feels like DeChambeau's the only one that's wired this way. But what if Koepka did that? Is his game any different?
Yeah, I think it would be. He might psychologically lean more on the power and take away. Like him winning U.S. Opens and stuff like that. That is a game that requires touch, mm-hmm. a lot of different things. And whenever Brooks Koepka has not played well, it's been because you think about it. What he's doing is he's saying, like, he's taking away a lot of the iron shots. Because what he's saying is, okay, I'm going to take my driver. And then I got an approach shot. It's pretty much right. What he's saying. Well, Brooks Koepka, I think, has probably a more well-rounded game. Not that Bryson couldn't. His approach is making it different. A lot of times he's playing out of lies that he created for himself because mm-hmm. he's in a deep rough. But he's only got like 120, 160 yards, but it comes off the club different because you're not in the short stuff. But that's what you're choosing to do.
Tournament gets started tomorrow. You got the betting favorite again is John Rahm. He just won the U.S. Open. You got a pick, by the way?
We'll buy tomorrow.
Okay. Well, it'll have started by the time we're on.
No, I'll text you before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how we roll.
Yes. Our British Open coverage is brought to you by Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality. All right, either or. We've talked about these two guys quite a bit. Trout or Ohtani?
Ohtani.
Really?
Yeah.
Trout's the better player. Otani's fantastic, though.
I mean, what you're talking about is all-around player, right?
Yes.
I like the fact that he's pitching and hitting.
How many strikeouts does Trout have?
He has zero.
Oh.
How many MVPs does Otani have?
Zero.
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're five tool.
Yeah. What, in 5 years?
Who?
Otani.
No. Well, in 5 years, yeah. Is this his fifth year? Fourth year?
No. In the next 5 years.
Oh, I don't know. Probably he has a good chance this year.
Yeah.
Maybe, if he beats out Vlad Guerrero.
I like the intrigue. I like all that we were just talking about. I like how he goes about it. It's easy to say Trout because he's – Trout, come on. But I'm
he's
going –
the given, the known.
Yeah,
the
I'm going – I'm going Ohtani
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you like – you're always like
– Yeah, I think I'll pick the best player that maybe has ever played, but I don't know. I'm crazy, I guess.
Story's not
Wait,
over.
But you picked Trout.
I did.
Doug picked Ohtani.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Ohtani's the greatest player that's ever played?
Well, he's not done yet.
Well, he's
neither Trout.
If you ask Davies, he said the greatest talent. Hmm. Or no, he was talking about all the All-Stars. My bad. Okay, moving on. Hey, listen, I can't be wrong. You can't be wrong. You know why? It's your opinion.
Oh, so I'm right. Anyway, either or, the Suns' top three, so we're talking about Ayton, Booker, Paul. Or the Bucks top three of Middleton, Giannis, and Holiday.
Hmm.
Either or. That's basically what I think the finals comes down to anyway. Who you're
I picked Suns in six, so I'm going to go Suns.
Okay. But just on
– You pick Bucks in seven?
Six as well.
In six?
You got to win
Bucks
them all.
In six?
Yeah.
So you're going Bucks.
But I didn't know if yours was as much of the rest of the Suns. Because I actually like that a little bit more than I think the rest of the Bucks. But I think if we're just going the best three, it's really close.
I would
Giannis to me is the best.
I would agree
player.
With you. Yes, he is. And I am a Jrue Holiday fan.
I am too.
I think
Middleton's underrated, but sometimes I'm disappointed by him. Can that be the same? I mean, man.
It can be. It's I'm only picking that because I picked them.
Yeah.
But if you're going
it's
talent,
razor thin.
Like, listen, if you were playing 3-on-3, I think the Bucks get them, but you're not. It's a five-man game.
If they're all laid out there, I think Giannis goes first, but then it might be eight or Paul Booker Paul before the next Buck.
Yeah.
If. Yeah. Man, I think it's close. I'll go Bucks based more so on Giannis, I think, being the best. But I think 2-3 is so good with Booker and Paul.
It's weird because Giannis being the best, but he has
flaws.
So many flaws. But I was having a conversation on the driving range with someone about, like, how would you stick Giannis? And I was like.
With this golf club?
No. I'm not. I think, Jason, defensively, you cannot give a NBA player the same look. Like, we're going to blitz it. They're too good.
Yeah, change it up.
First quarter, I'm going to show you that. Second quarter, I'm going to show you that. Then I'm going to show you this and that. But now that means that my IQ of my defensive players has to be of such that we're able to accomplish that. But, the fact that he can't shoot, mm-hmm. I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there.
Text line, by the way, says, give me Bryson from Modesto and Fresno. And they're either or. Also, give me Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yes. He was half right.
All right. Next one. This is a either or.
Oh, man.
Nadal. Djokovic, Federer. Now that they're all tied at 20.
Who you got?
I know who I have. And it's probably the wrong. And I'll admit, I think it's the wrong answer. But he's my favorite tennis player. I'm taking Federer. But Djokovic is going to pass him and probably Nadal. And that's going to bum me out.
Yeah.
But I'm taking Federer.
Yeah, Federer is a bad boy. You know what? I'm going to go Novak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the right answer, to be honest.
I like the all-around game. I'm actually a Nadal guy. He's got the bull. That's kind of – I like that. But he's so dominant at Roland Garros that's – I don't mean this in a bad – like, that's how he got on. But, listen, if you can't beat
places. Me – He wins
other places. Not at 17?
Not as much. Yeah, or
was
whatever
it is.
13.
13.
13 okay. is 20.
Yeah, that's a hefty
– Yeah.
That's a hefty amount. What you got, Jack?
Man, y'all hating because I would go Nadal.
Yeah.
Which is funny. So, Chris, you got to break the tie.
Well, you still took Nadal, didn't you? Or no, took Djokovic.
Yeah, I took Djokovic, but I'm a Nadal guy. He's and I like his style because he's kind of in your face.
Djokovic.
Which is, you know, what's
I've
crazy?
Been right more times than not on this thing right here.
What? I thought these were opinions.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris has the same opinion, so that over...
That should scare you.
You know what's crazy? It's Federer's probably the best of all of them. Uh-huh. And I think, to me, he's the most boring.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
He's right there.
I think Federer's just...
Listen,
Pete Sampras.
Nadal's got the flair. He plays with the $700,000 watch on. Yeah. Then you got a
Rogers watch and headband. And
But Novak, he dancing and he can't dance. You know, right?
That's your loose points.
And then Federer,
he just wins.
Just wins. He's Pete Sampras. Nadal is Agassi.
Who's Djokovic? McEnroe?
No.
Connors?
You jerk!
It hit the line!
Chalk flew up!
All right, last one on either or. USA basketball or the field?
USA basketball.
USA basketball? You didn't say it with your chest.
Because, hold on.
USA basketball. You think
that's a charge.
They saw that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's USA basketball.
I'm with you.
There are no blowouts. Well, there are, Pop.
Yeah, I would agree.
Come on, let's get it right, Pop. All right, break time for us. We will take a look at game four of the finals tonight. Also, the Kings reportedly interested in another name that's out there in the free agency market. We'll tell you about that when we come back here on KHTK. Yes.
Stop it.
That's the plan.
I'm not signing off on that.
Okay.
You guys were talking about USA basketball versus the field, and you guys are pretty confident about that.
Yeah, should we not? Why should we not, Chris?
If you've been paying attention to Karin Phillips from Deadspin, he's been putting up some stats about USA basketball. And
I'm not a big guy on analytics.
Okay, you'll appreciate this.
It's a tool that you use.
Okay,
you're saying it like, oh, we weren't paying attention. No, I wasn't paying attention to Deadspin.
Okay, I'm just going to say what Karin Phillips said, and then I just want your opinion on it. Okay?
Should I know Karin Phillips?
Writer for he's been on the station a couple of times.
Has he?
Yeah.
With us?
He absolutely roasted me because I said that that Mahomes is better than Brady.
Oh,
and then Brady won.
I like him already.
Yes, we like him.
Carry on.
So he says, coming into the weekend, this last weekend, Team USA had a record of 54-2 in exhibition games over the past 29 years since we started letting the pros play in 1992.
Okay. Now they're 52-4.
That record now stands at 54-4.
Okay, 54-4.
And Popovich has three of those losses.
Okay.
After Monday night, his record as head coach is 9-5. But after that, 10-5 after the win over Argentina.
So what are you saying? Say what you're saying.
He's been the worst head coach for Team USA.
Okay.
Since pros were allowed.
Yeah. His record says that. But and what?
Fire.
So are we going back in the time right before it was my turn that I didn't get to do because of the dream team?
You would have beat them.
Maybe. Not so much.
Maybe Pop isn't the coach.
We lost. So you're calling coaching now?
That's a question. That's what the point is.
Okay. I'm still taking Team USA against the field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are
we talking about warm-up games? That's what we're talking about?
We're talking about practice?
We're talking about practice? Talk about exhibition?
Okay.
That's what we're talking about?
Those games don't matter.
They don't.
They do not matter.
Nope.
That's why they don't keep score.
Yes, they do keep score.
Oh.
They you know who they matter to? The other countries.
Wow.
Chris.
Yeah.
They are saying Popovich is the Shohei Ohtani of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh boy.
What does that mean?
Exactly.
Okay.
I was just trying to really confuse everyone.
You did.
Yeah. I confused myself.
Because I started thinking, and that's never good. That's why I listened.
That's why you think.
That's why he laughs.
Tonight will be game four of the finals. Before we get to that, DC, there's, you know, we mentioned yesterday the Kings and Ben Simmons. Can they be a player in there? Who knows? I mean, I'm sure people are trying to connect the dots. Even, hey, Monty was with
Daryl Morey for all those years. They've got a connection. Maybe there's a relationship there that they can work out a deal easier than not. I don't know. The other one, though, that was reported today, the Kings are reportedly one of the teams interested in Nerlens Noel.
Hmm.
I'm more interested in Rashawn Holmes, but I don't know if you don't keep Rashawn Holmes, is Nerlens Noel he's a much less expensive version, but
so
I don't know if he's a starter.
There you go.
What's
there
your
you go.
Role? Is Give Marvin the five? Are you done with Marvin? Yeah. Who's your everyday 25 plus minutes at the five position? Who is that if it's not Holmes?
The question, I guess, is what's his position? Because I really like Damian Jones coming off your bench. Like,
okay.
I like what I've saw from him. I thought defensively he was active to be 7 foot. I think he's agile. There's something there. Are you saying Nerlens Noel is better than him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Different.
I think definitely. I think one thing that Damian Jones brings is he has the ability to actually stick fives.
Yeah, meaning legit size.
Legit size and can hold that down. I like the fact that he tries to protect the rim, different things
Noel
like
does that.
That. Yeah. Noel does that at a high level. Like, that's his thing. Now, if you're putting a team together and you're saying to me that I understand what my bench is going to be, and Nerlens Noel plays into that. Like, we're going to play fast. We're going to play defense. We're going to get after people, and he's the fit for that. Okay.
Yeah.
But I like what I've seen out of Damian Jones. I think he's more versatile than Nerlens Noel is because he can stick a bigger player, but I think he's agile enough to do the same things that Nerlens Noel does.
Yeah.
At the same time. Now, I haven't seen him in practice and all these different – so it's hard for me to speak on all that. But I'm a little bit more Damian Jones. But if Nerlens was here, I could see how you could plug him into a second unit. Because I think for the Kings to take this next step that we're all talking about, the second unit has to have an identity.
Yeah, personality to it.
Yeah, it has to – bench mob.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
It has to be like when – Bobby and all those – Scott and all those guys came in. He was like, okay, there's a second show to the show,
yep.
And here it goes.
And some nights in a long season, the second show won.
You damn right.
Is the reason you went, or just, you know, it's a four-point lead. You guys came back in and it's 12.
Yeah,
it's like,
or
okay.
Sometimes we just sat it down. Go on, do your deal.
Yeah.
Finish it off, fellas.
Carry it. Yep.
Like, that needs to happen here.
Yeah.
For the Kings to take that another step. World champion Sacramento Kings. Say it with me, people. Thank you very much. Yes.
I've been saying it in my sleep.
You do? It has a ring
Holmes
to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. What about Holmes? I mean, we all love him.
Yeah.
There's so many good things he does.
It's the number. Let's tear the scab off.
You can't be irresponsible. It's like you can't sign him at all costs. Like you, it's got to fit in that sweet spot of.
I don't know what Monty's number is, but there has to be a number.
And if Holmes Camp comes in or other team, it doesn't even matter if Holmes Camp comes in and says, we want this. Well, if no one else is, you don't want to bid against yourself.
Right.
But if you're hearing, hey, Charlotte, hey, Chicago, hey, whatever team is, oh, well, that's an area we just can't live in. And I don't want that to be the case, but I would really like to see him here. But
yeah, I would too. I
think the number's got to be right.
I think he fits. That's the other reason. There were times where, like, Clint Capella, I was like, damn, Clint Capella's just kind of bullying down there.
That one surprised me more than, like, a Jokic or an Embiid. It's
yes.
Like, okay, we're talking about two of the best centers in the game, but Embiid, Capella went,
I was like, damn.
Really?
Like, okay.
Bully balled
it. And I didn't realize Clint was that big.
Yeah.
I haven't necessarily saw him, like, down on the floor and paid attention, but that would really the only thing. I love the energy. I think the Kings fans love him. That means something to me.
Seems like he loves it here. Seems like.
Yes. The push shot has become like.
It's money.
It is. And that's big because think about it. We're playing 3-point line to the bucket. Well, guess what? He got gray game. In that gray area, he's money right there. Knocks down his free throws at a good clip. I think he even developed this year as a better shot blocker.
Yes.
Right?
And had important late game blocks as opposed.
How about the Chris Paul play?
Yes.
He's got to guard him,
and it's like, well,
I got him.
Yep.
Which I don't want him switching on Chris Paul.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a double team. Don't worry. Now get the hell out of here.
But now two playmakers in Fox and Halliburton, that's good with him. I mean, he needs
yeah.
the creator to get to him.
And I think your big has to be able to stretch the floor vertically when you're playing with Fox and you're playing with Halliburton. Halliburton even more than Fox, because he's not just breaking you down like Fox and going by whoever he wants when he wants. Fox is pretty much the only one on the team that got game like that. Like, I can just go. Halliburton is he's using his brain. So he wants, can I get an obstacle, please? Thank you. Rashawn, please come here, set a pick, watch me navigate. And he creates an advantage. He's got the floater. He's got the lob. And he plays that. Like, that's important. If you have a player, for instance, that does not stretch the floor vertically, it's going to, he's got to then, his game got to change a little bit, mm-hmm. which I think it will, mm-hmm. but I'm just talking about now game. So that's my spiel.
Yeah.
Let me get off my soapbox.
Well, I mean, free agency's not that far away. The draft, as we said, a couple weeks from tomorrow. These are all decisions that the Kings are certainly thinking about, numbers they're trying to hear about, see what kind of space that they're going to be working with in a guy like that. But again, we mentioned that reportedly one of the teams interested in Nerlens Noel is the Kings. Lakers reportedly interested in Lonzo Ball. He was there before. I can see him as a good fit there.
I can too, especially he was shooting like 40% from behind the arc. Like 40 from where
Way
he came
better.
From.
Yeah, he's then always he was been a good like, playmaker.
He was like 45 something at the three free throw line. He's like 75 now. Like that little change. And his ability to show that he's willing to do that, it goes a long way for me, because that's part of what we're talking about with Ben Simmons. Like, okay, there's not shooting, they're shooting bad, and then there's the willingness to face that and deal with it, and I'm willing to do the work. He's shown that. Smart player, passes, plays team basketball. Now he's got the spot-up jump shot. That fits right in with everything that LeBron and AD need. In Los Angeles. I don't think that that's going to be the only team that
no, people
like,
should be looking
even,
at him.
Even so, like, could you see him with the Kings
yes.
coming off the bench?
Yes, for
absolutely.
Sure.
I don't know what that number is.
Play small too, if you have those three. I mean, it's an issue with three yeah. different decision making guards.
Well,
I mean,
see, this is my thing. When I talk about the bench having an identity, he's the type of player mm-hmm. that defines an identity.
Yeah.
Because, okay, give me some people who can do some things. I need a couple guys that can run the floor. Well, actually, everyone's going to want to run the floor because you're going to get money. And can you spot up and knock down a shot? And then can you stretch the floor vertically? He'll find all of those players. So, DeLon Wright, though.
Yeah.
I was really nice happy player. With him. Defense, the whole deal. We got something to work with.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's get at it, baby. Just improve on that other end of the floor.
For sure. For sure. That has to happen. That's non-negotiable. Let's go to tonight's game, DC.
Okay.
And it's game four.
Shall we?
On KHDK.com. Chris has our over-under, daily over-under.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. I have already weighed in, but Chris, what do you have for today's over-under? By the way, the unders got it right last night in the home runs, less than 4.5 in the All-Star game.
Thank you very much for the text, by the way. How am I feeling? I'm feeling confident. What do you mean, how am I feeling?
Okay. Well,
thank you.
It's daily. It's not... Yeah, it's not just one time. So
that's okay. I'm
how confident about you?
I'm usually right. Let's go.
What do you have, Chris?
Bring it.
So tonight,
do you already know this?
I do, and I've already weighed in on mine.
It's an oldie but a goodie. We're going with Ayton tonight.
Oh God!
Over under.
He stabbed me in the gut last time with this one.
Over under 75% field goal percentage.
Again, you can go to KHDK.com, right there on the front page. Make your selection.
I hate Chris.
Right now, by the way, DC?
Yeah.
It's 50%.
Really?
50% over, 50%
on,
I went under.
Really?
75 is a big number. But then I keep thinking about the game. What did he do, 11 of 12 against the Kings, something like that?
So this is my thing. I'm going to answer your question here in a second, Chris. Can I pontificate for a moment?
I'll allow it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. May I approach the bench?
No.
I will not allow that.
Stay where I'm at.
Stay where you are.
My thought, and this is I don't understand this with NBA teams. So Chris Paul runs a pick and roll at the top of the key or outside the three-point line at the top, though, right? So they allow him to draw it out and get down to the elbow, get into the paint, right? Mm-hmm. And then he throws the ball to Ayton at the rim, lob, dunk, in stride, lay it up. If you've watched the last couple games, when I'm trapping Chris Paul as soon as the pick gets there. And if you want to throw it to Ayton at the three-point line, great. You know why? Because his shooting percentage is going to go down because now he has to put it on the deck. He has to dribble, jump stop, pass, make him make a decision. Just putting it in the basket, he's really good at that. That's how Chris stung us last time. I'm going to go under here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I went as well.
I don't know if this works, but the key is Milwaukee has to stay with the same mindset and make him make decisions. If they make him make decisions, we're going to live large.
Here's his run in the finals. Game one, 80%.
Okay.
So it would have been over. Game two, just 40%.
Okay.
And then game three, with all that foul trouble, he was at 73%. So he's been one over, one under, the other one really, really close. I think if I counted right, I think he had 7 of his 19 playoff games have been over 75%. So he's done it. He's done it quite a bit. Tonight's a huge game, but I'm going to go under. 75 is a big, big number.
193 divided by 3. So average of 64%.
In the three games?
In the three games.
Okay.
We're not counting that 4-for-10.
Whoa.
It's under.
Whoa.
I'd count it.
Why are we not counting that?
That's an outlier.
Oh. Okay.
So then throw away the 80%.
Yeah.
It's an outlier. And he's the
73, and we're still.
Why would we get rid of that 80%?
Why are we getting rid of the 40%?
Because that's an outlier. That's not realistic. That wouldn't happen in a real game.
80%?
I'm pretty sure that the finals are a real game. We had this conversation. Now, those other games, those don't count. This one, it definitely counts.
Man, I'm starting to look at the games where he gets, maybe it's, he goes like 4 of 5 or something. But his best games in the playoffs, 10 of 11.
That's 13. That's the number that kills me.
12 of 15. I mean, when he's getting up to high percentages, high numbers, he's still getting
But I guarantee if you go look at that, that's how they're playing him.
Yeah.
Him and Booker, him and Chris Paul, him and Bridges, where they come off and you're allowing them to turn the corner and draw the defense out and then he stretches the floor vertically, which is what I'm talking about. Like, how about we just get the ball out of your damn hands right now?
Mm-hmm.
Throw it to him out there. Okay, do your deal.
Yeah, make a dribble or two or a decision, and
yep.
We'll live with it.
And I'm going to bank that we are living large.
Yeah. All right, how about the game itself tonight? So that was our over-under. The swing game, again, game one, won by Phoenix, looked good, won by 13. Game two, it was about 10 points, and then we had another 20-point win. So we haven't had a fourth quarter with 3 minutes to go, two-possession game where – we're evaluating timeouts, sets, officiated calls, personnel on the floor. I want a nail-biting game. I want a game where we go, oh, man, if Phoenix did this, they would have won that. Or if the Bucks had done this, imagine if that ball this finals has been good. I think it needs one of those games.
This could be it.
This is a really big game.
It is. It's...
Because 3-1, like I said,
there's a difference.
It's largely, it's probably over. 2-2, it's okay. Here we go. Whose series is this?
I mean, who would ever lose a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals?
Can you name it twice?
that was
evil.
Laugh I hadn't heard from him.
Yeah,
evil Chris.
Hey, I mean, what are the chances? 3-1.
Hey, cut that.
Going back home.
I can't think of one.
Think of it.
Who are you going with?
Milwaukee.
I am too.
Okay.
I am, I think.
So you still get your Suns in 6?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think that the Bucks level up right here. I think that they realize this opportunity. I think their crowd realizes the opportunity. It would have to be. If it comes down to what you're talking about, that is going to be interesting, meaning a close game down the stretch. The reason I say that, Giannis with the basketball, I don't want that.
I'd rather have Chris Paul have it.
No, I'd rather have Drew Holiday.
No, I mean who do I trust the most? Back to the big six of the Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Of either team.
I got you. But they have two guys in Middleton and Holiday
yeah.
But I don't know that that they're built like that, because I'm watching him like be very demonstrative and say, give me the rock. And they're giving it to him. And he's delivering. But there's a couple times in that last game that the comeback happened actually when he was on the bench.
Yeah.
Not to mention the free throws. The outlier is what he did last time at the free throw line. What did he shoot, 80% or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. He was rolling. Well, I don't know that happens again, especially if out before up.
Yeah, right.
Up before out.
The other part I think that happens a lot in playoff series is we talk about the desperate team. Milwaukee had to win game three. They did. They were desperate. They played like it. They won. But also individually, I think there was a little bit of a call out. Like, where's Drew Holiday? Middleton hasn't been great. Well, they both were much better. And they complimented Giannis. So the team that lost most recently is Phoenix. Mm-hmm. It's kind of on them a little bit to react. And the individual is Booker. He's the one I want to see tonight. He's great.
Yeah.
He had a good game one, a good game two. He was not good. Or he missed shots in game three, I should put it that way. Taken out, never return, a little conversation with Monty. He's the one I got my eye on tonight. Just to see, I don't know if he puts any more on or just shoots better and it's a better night. I'm kind of anxious to see about Booker tonight.
Well, this was put out there, and I think that as a defense, you have to take all of everything into consideration. And if I hear the term tight hamstring, we're pushing up on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what people like, he is tired. I get it. But he just had 2 days off.
Yeah.
Then they played. Like, he had a bad game, is what he had. And if the hamstring is tight and all that type of stuff, hey, guys, let's try to get up and down the court and let's pressure them the same way that they're pressuring Chris Paul right now. I so subscribe to that. Like when we were playing Dallas, Mike's like, okay, you got Nash. I'm like, good. I'm picking him up full court. Not like crazy. Just turn you a couple times. Don't let you see down the court. Just make it different so that your body is engaged for – because when they're just walking it up, they're not engaged.
Looking ahead.
You don't get any of that lag time. That's not what we're looking for. That's what I'm seeing with Chris Paul. That's the same thing that I'm going to do to Devin Booker. It's going to cost you a lot. But if you want to get back in the series, it's what you got to do.
Yeah. I hope we have a great one. I mean, I'd like this series, like I said. I don't have a rooting interest. If it's Suns, great. If it's Bucks, it's fine. Want more games. Want this to go to seven. Want drama. We haven't had it in any of the games. The games have been good, entertaining, well-played, some moments. I want a fourth quarter where, again, Doug, we're 5 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go, and it's like whew, every shot, or we're just marveling at big decisions, big plays. I think this series needs that, and I hope that's tonight.
Yeah, I think you might be on the money. I think this might be the time where something like that takes place.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Appreciate That'd be great. You. At this point, it's way too early, but is there a who's the front runner for MVP?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Even while they're, I mean, assuming they come back, can he get it in a loss? LeBron was really close.
Well, I would say if he continues, for instance, let's just say he goes down with these 40-point games,
and they lose in six,
he's the MVP.
Because I don't know.
Now they're going to want to give it to Chris Paul. Right now I don't see anybody on their side, especially with the way the game went last time. Like Booker might have been that, because was it?
Well, Booker and Paul were both good in one and two, and then Paul was probably better, but was better than Booker in three. But
were you here for after game one? Yeah, after game one,
vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, you were gallivanting. Yeah. That's what we called it. My bad.
That's where you were too.
Vacation for Doug as well.
Good point. He was gallivanting.
I was just galling.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's fact because it's opinion.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
There you go. I told Jay, with all the pressure and different stuff on Chris Paul, I wouldn't have let him do that in game one. The psychological game of take him away.
Yep.
And now it's in the record books that game one, he had 10 points. He had a lot of assists. That's got to eat at him a little bit. Now he's pushing the envelope. That's a different way to think.
Yep.
But, like, this is what we doing. You guys, go ahead and carry him. But you, my friend, that little squirrely jumper to get over and fade away. And will somebody knock him down already?
Well, I think the last two games, I wanted to look this up, when he's had, I would say primarily had Drew Holiday on him. It's been much different. He has had 6 turnovers and 4 turnovers, and shot. He still shot the ball well. Actually, the whole series he shot the ball well.
But
he's turned him over 10 times in the last two games compared to just two in the first game.
Yeah, in my opinion, it is the ability for him to keep weight on him, mm-hmm. meaning he's touching him, he's keeping pressure on him, he's contesting the shots, he's bumping him, he's picking him up full court, he's making him work, and that will wear on you.
All right, break time for us. When we come back, five on it. Five topics coming your way. That is straight ahead right here on KHDK.